Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Elderhood by geriatrician Louise Aronson reframes aging as a vital life stage rather than a slow slide into decline. Drawing on clinical experience, cultural criticism, and public health realities, the book examines how modern societies misunderstand older adulthood, often reducing it to stereotypes of frailty, dependency, or irrelevance. Aronson argues that language, institutions, and medical systems can either widen or narrow the possibilities of later life. She explores how fear of aging shapes personal choices and policy, and how ageism quietly influences everything from hospital care to media narratives. At the same time, she highlights the diversity of older adults and the ways purpose, connection, and adaptability can persist even amid illness or loss. By blending stories from practice with analysis of economics and ethics, Elderhood invites readers to see aging as a shared human journey that deserves better tools, better care, and more honest cultural attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging as a distinct life stage. A central idea in elderhood is that older adulthood deserves to be understood as its own developmental period, with characteristic challenges and strengths, rather than treated as an extended epilogue. Aronson pushes back against the common assumption that aging is mainly a story of subtraction. She emphasizes variation. Two people of the same chronological age can have radically different health, capabilities, and goals, shaped by genetics, opportunity, community, and lifetime exposures. This reframing matters because it changes what we expect from ourselves and others. If elderhood is seen only as decline, then small setbacks become proof of a doomed trajectory, and older people are encouraged to shrink their lives prematurely. If it is seen as a stage with its own forms of growth, then adaptation, learning, and contribution remain possible, even when bodies change. The book also highlights how narrow cultural scripts about productivity and independence distort the meaning of later life. By broadening the story, Aronson argues that elderhood can include work, caregiving, creativity, mentorship, and civic engagement, while still acknowledging vulnerability, grief, and the need for support. Secondly, ageism and the power of language, stories, and stereotypes. Aronson examines ageism as a pervasive bias that can be harder to spot than other forms of prejudice, because many people expect to become old themselves. She shows how everyday language and storytelling shape how older adults are treated. Labels that flatten individuals into categories can influence whether they are listened to, whether their symptoms are taken seriously, and whether their preferences are honored. Cultural narratives also matter. Media often swings between portraying older people as either inspirational exceptions or burdens, leaving little room for normal complexity. The book explores how these stereotypes affect interpersonal relationships, workplace decisions, and the design of public spaces. Ageism can lead to social isolation, which in turn has measurable health consequences, and it can also create internalized shame, where people absorb negative beliefs and limit themselves. Aronson connects these social patterns to institutional outcomes, such as underinvestment in geriatrics and a lack of visibility for older voices in policy debates. By naming the mechanisms of ageism, she encourages readers to notice the small moments where assumptions creep in and to replace them with curiosity about the person in front of them. Thirdly, how medicine can misread older patients. A major thread in elderhood is the argument that modern medicine is often organized around a younger, healthier template, which can lead to poor fits for older bodies and lives. Aronson discusses how clinical guidelines, research trials, and quality metrics may not capture what matters most for elders, such as maintaining function, reducing suffering, and aligning care with personal priorities. Older patients frequently have multiple chronic conditions, complex medication lists, and different risk profiles, making one-size-fits-all decisions dangerous. The book highlights how fragmented systems can turn a hospital stay into a cascade of complications, including delirium, loss of mobility, and confusion from medication changes. Aronson also emphasizes that good care is not merely more tests or more procedures. It involves careful listening, attention to goals, realistic conversations about trade-offs, and coordination across settings. She brings a geriatric perspective that treats independence as something supported by environment and teamwork, not as an all-or-nothing trait. By critiquing standard medical assumptions, the book advocates for care models that prize function, dignity, and context as much as diagnosis. Fourthly, the economics and policy choices. Behind elder care, Aronson links personal experiences of aging to broader structures, insurance rules, labor markets, caregiving norms, and public spending priorities. Elderhood underscores that many hardships attributed to aging are actually consequences of policy decisions, such as inadequate support for home-based services, insufficient training and pay for direct care workers, and uneven access to primary care and geriatric expertise. The book explores how families often become default care systems, absorbing financial strain and emotional burnout, especially when formal services are expensive, confusing, or scarce. Aronson also points to the ways that poverty, race, gender, and geography shape who reaches old age with resources and who does not, revealing elderhood as an equity issue across the life course. Rather than treating elder care as a niche concern, she frames it as a central civic challenge in societies with rising longevity. The book argues for designing systems that make it easier to age with safety and autonomy, including better long-term care options, smarter incentives, and a public narrative that values caregiving as essential work. Lastly, purpose, autonomy, and meaning in later life. Beyond critique, elderhood offers a vision of later life that takes meaning seriously. Aronson highlights how purpose can persist even as roles shift and capacities change. For many elders, autonomy is less about doing everything alone and more about directing one's life, maintaining identity, and choosing what trade-offs are acceptable. The book explores practical dimensions of this idea, planning for future needs, discussing preferences with family, and approaching health decisions through the lens of personal values. It also emphasizes the importance of community and interdependence, challenging the cultural ideal that needing help is failure. Aronson suggests that resilience in elderhood often looks like adaptation, changing routines, reconfiguring homes, finding new ways to connect, and redefining success from achievement to alignment with what matters. The book gives attention to dignity, including how institutions can support or erode it through time pressure, rushed communication, and lack of respect. By presenting elderhood as a stage where relationships, reflection, and contribution can deepen, Aronson encourages readers of all ages to invest in habits and systems that make later life not just longer, but better. In conclusion, elderhood is well suited for readers who want a clearer, more humane understanding of aging, including adult children of older parents, healthcare professionals, policymakers, and anyone who feels uneasy about growing older. It also works for readers who are not seeking a medical manual, but want a grounded view of how culture and institutions shape what elder life can look like. The book can benefit a reader's life by replacing vague fear with a vocabulary for noticing ageism, asking better questions in clinical settings, and thinking ahead about support, function, and personal priorities. It encourages practical shifts, such as valuing prevention of disability, planning for care needs, and building community ties that make interdependence feel normal rather than shameful. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on longevity hacks or inspirational anecdotes, Aronson offers a broader lens that connects individual experiences to system design, ethics, and public health. That mix makes it worth buying. It provides not only reassurance, but also frameworks for action and advocacy. Readers come away better equipped to navigate elder care decisions and to imagine elderhood as a meaningful stage for themselves and others. If you would like to support Louise Aronson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.